Tennis champion Martina Navratilova has reignited debate about how transgender athletes compete at the elite level. The 9-times Wimbledon champion and gay rights activist says rules in some sports that allow transgender women to compete in women's tournaments are, quote, insane, and that she would not want to play against a trans athlete. Her comments have infuriated transgender rights groups. The controversy has erupted as several sporting bodies, including the International Olympic Committee, are reviewing their policies on trans athletes. Alexandra Fisher has our report.
In a piece for the Sunday Times, former Wimbledon champion Martina Navratilova says trans athletes competing in women's tournaments is insane and cheating. She wrote,
I am happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, but I would not be happy to compete against her. It would not be fair.
The tennis player and gay rights campaigner first drew criticism from equalities activists and trans athletes when she tweeted in December that you can't just proclaim yourself a female and be able to compete against women. She wrote in the Times piece that she had subsequently promised to keep quiet on the subject until she had done some research on it. And since then, her views have only strengthened.
To put the argument at its most basic, a man can decide to be female, take hormones if required by whatever sporting organisation is concerned, win everything in sight and perhaps earn a small fortune, and then reverse his decision and go back to making babies if he so desires.
The tennis player's comments have again electrified debate on trans people in sport. Transgender athlete Hannah Mountsey believes Navratilova can't speak with any authority on transgender issues.
To say people are cheating and doing all that shows that she has absolutely no idea what hormone treatment and testosterone deprivation actually has on the body. So that for me just sort of highlights that, you know, A, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and as a result, there's no real reason to listen to her. I mean, I really couldn't care less.
Hannah Mountsey was ruled ineligible for the 2018 AFL Women's Draft. She's heading to Japan this year for the Handball World Championships and hopes to qualify for the Olympics. Mountsey says it's disappointing to hear such comments from a long-time gay rights campaigner.
A lot of people within the LGBTI movement who do identify as gay, for them, a lot of them see the battle as won, and you know, they're accepted and so nothing else really matters. And that's not everyone, but that is something that's felt by a lot of people, you know, in that side of things. And so it's nothing new.
Emeritus Professor of Cultural Research at Western Sydney University, David Rowe, says there does need to be a discussion around the subject.
There used to be very humiliating, visual inspections of genitalia at sports events, that kind of thing, chromosomal testing, which eventually got rid of as a process after the Sydney 2000 Olympics. So there has been a relaxation of what it means to be a trans woman, and indeed a trans man, because there are no restrictions on trans men in sports.
The International Olympic Committee and Rugby Football Union are among sports organisations reviewing their policies on trans athletes. David Rowe again.
One thing we obviously have to avoid is transphobia and discrimination. I mean, that sort of goes without saying. But there are issues, I think, about, for example, someone who formerly a man has an inherited physical advantage, and there is fear among some women that just at the point where women's sport is kind of having its day in the sun, I wouldn't want to exaggerate it, but the possibility that men could invade that space using the transgender process.
The ABC has contacted the former tennis player for an interview.
Alexandra Fisher with that story.